Advocates have argued for nearly 30 years that the road belt electrical transmission line is needed to bring power to people who live outside the service areas of three utilities that operate in the eastern interior. They say it would also help the region's businesses and would create a so-called bus loop that would, among other things, enable utilities to respond more quickly to blackouts. And Representative Dave Tallarico now adds national security to that list of benefits.
We think this would be incredibly beneficial. The largest benefit, I think, comes to our military installations.
Tallarico is the sponsor of House Joint Resolution 10 that, if adopted, would express the legislature's support for the project, which would bring electricity to facilities that must now generate it for themselves, like the Black Rapids training site, located about 45 miles south of Fort Greeley. It also would ensure a more stable power supply for installations that are already on the grid and undergoing expansion, like Eielson Air Force Base, where work is underway to accommodate the arrival of two squadrons of F-35 fighters, and Greeley's Missile Defense Base.
Fort Greeley has a pretty serious expansion going, and a couple of years ago they put a new substation down there by Clear Air Force Station so they could also get power off of the rail belt intertie.
The road belt transmission line would be similar to those two interties that run along the park's highway and connect the so-called rail belt utilities, but the new lines would be built farther east, as explained by Glen Allen-based economic development specialist Jason Hoke during a March 14th hearing before the State House Energy Committee.
Phase one would be from Sutton to Glen Allen to Delta Junction, approximately 286 miles.
That line would service communities from Sutton to Glen Allen along the Glen Highway and along the Richardson Highway from near Gakona to the Army's Donnelly Training Area south of Fort Greeley. Hoke told committee members the next phase would bring power to a stretch of the Tok Cutoff north of Gakona and the Alaska Highway from Tok to near Delta.
Phase two is a smaller subtransmission line that would go from Gakona up the Tok Cutoff to Tok, and then back up to Delta Junction, approximately 227 miles.
Tallarico says the project would help residents and businesses in 16 small communities that must now generate their own electricity using costly diesel fuel.
Their kilowatt hour costs are through the roof.
Tallarico says the road belt project is estimated to cost some $400 million. He says the state obviously doesn't have that kind of money, and he's doubtful about the prospects for other funding, such as a bond package. So he's hoping the military will realize the benefits the project would provide and will buy into it.
In my estimation, from the Department of Defense perspective, it makes good sense, but it would be good for the entire region.
Tallarico says he's so far only talked informally about the project with some military officials. Hoke, the executive director of the Copper Valley Development Association, says senior Air Force officials have assured him they support the project. Tallarico says he hopes members of the state's congressional delegation, who encouraged him to introduce the resolution, will do most of the talking with the Pentagon.
What they always tell us for sure is, you know, a resolution sure helps.
The Energy Committee passed Tallarico's resolution and sent it on to the House Resources Committee, which took testimony on the measure on Friday. It's scheduled for further consideration today, and if approved, Tallarico hopes it'll be sent to the full House for a vote and, if adopted, passed along to the Senate. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.